This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. Plene Presidium, repellum omni malus spiritus, disparti et non revertum, ostende mihi indica mihi, plene Presidium, repellum omni malus spiritus, disparti et non revertum, estande mihi indica mihi. Excellent. I see my entranced subject traveling the woods now, wandering his way to me, pulled in by my magic. Plene Presidium repellum omni malus spiritus disparti et non revertum. Estande mihi indica mihi. There he is. Come in, darling. I'm sure you're wondering why you're here. Confused, even. You probably lost all sense of time and consciousness, like you were awoken from a dream and sleepwalking. Well, this is because of my magic. I am a witch, but don't worry. You're not on the bad side of this witch. I have summoned you to use you. You are going to be very useful for me. You see, I picked you out of thousands of men because I sensed a very deep-rooted hatred for a particular woman in your life. And that hatred still burns inside of you. It's had nowhere to go until now. Because I plan to pull that rage out of you and use it to transform you. And once I'm done with you, you will feel lighter, more at peace. You're already in a trance from my power right now, but I must pull you into trance more deeply. So stay seated here and stare into the fire. Watch the flames dance and pop while my words become your thoughts. My magic flowing into your veins. My control dominating over your mind. Deeper into submission and trance. My words are becoming you, melting into your mind. Drop deeper. Very good. You are accepting my hypnotic spell beautifully, becoming something I can mold and shape. You want to be purposeful to me. It's becoming to feel like a basic need and desire. Your only purpose. Drop deeper. Now, I will pinch the nerve deep inside of you. a nerve that hasn't settled itself. A memory in your past that caused so much pain and hatred. You've probably talked yourself into softening that hatred, believing that good people don't hate. They control themselves and work it out. But the thing is, hatred grows like the fire in front of you, if you don't deal with it. Hatred is a powerful emotion, a state of being almost. And one particular person in your life started that flame. What this person did to you isn't important in this moment. The only thing that matters is how that bitch made you feel. So let those flames loose inside. Allow yourself to hate. Allow yourself to feel mad. You deserve to feel those emotions. I've already gathered the kind-hearted man you are. That makes what she did to you even worse. And this is why you must allow yourself to feel these emotions. Hate, violence, aggravation, hurt, angry. Let these feelings overwhelm you. Let them boil up until it spews. And these emotions will not be satisfied until revenge is made. And this is why I am here. To allow that revenge to happen, to unleash your rage onto the one that hurt you. I am going to transform your mind and physical form into something that is representative of your hatred. All with the power of my magic. Now, in a moment, every time I snap, you will begin transforming. Your anger will boil over into a transformation. And you will not be satisfied until I unleash you. Starting first, your eyes will change. Your eyes will be the color of red, matching your hatred and anger. Allowing you to only see one thing. Revenge. Transform. Now on my next snap, your muscles will swell. Your veins will engorge, transforming you into more of a brute of a man. This will include your cock. Swelling to massive length and girth, full of anger and hatred and brutality. Transform. Very, very good. I am extremely pleased with your transformation. You are oozing hatred and an eagerness to hurt and violate. Now, follow me down this tunnel attached to my lair. Inside this cave, you will find the target of your anger. I will release you like the beast you are. unable to hold back from every violent and brutal urge that lives inside of you. You're starving for it, Brute. I can sense that. You are ready to unleash, and I couldn't be more pleased. You see, I enjoy this. I love to unlock the beast inside of men, watching what they are meant to do. Dominate and destroy. You'll see soon enough. Here we are. Now, my brute, you will not unleash until you hear the snap of my fingers again, you understand? Good. Let's get ourselves acquainted. Hello, Zendaya, and little Molly. I'm sure you are confused as to how you arrived here. A strange, fire-lit cave in front of a strange woman and this beastly-looking man. I am a witch. I summoned you here, and I can already sense you deserve every bit of this, Zendaya. You are a nasty woman. You have no white light inside of you. You are a jealous and stuck-up cunt who thinks they are better than everyone else. And some people, they allow you to act this way. I will not. I am disgusted by you, and you should really be disgusted with yourself. The world would literally be a better place without your presence, because you taint the beauty of life. The natural kindness and compassion within every human being. You seem to be missing these characteristics. And ugly bitches like you deserve to die a torturous, disrespectful death. And no one will cry once you die, not one single soul. It will actually be celebrated. And it's a shame that your little daughter will be roped into this. She is still a pure soul, innocent. But unfortunately, she must pay for her mother's disgusting downfalls. Luckily, Molly is the only thing you did right, and your love for her is strong. This is why she falls victim as well. I have to make you hurt deeply. Your wounds, they will be deep, mentally and physically. Now, I'm sure you've noticed, the two of you are unable to move or speak. You are paralyzed by my magic. I didn't want to hear what your disgusting voice had to say. So for once, you were forced to listen when it's way too late. Helena presidium repellum omni malus spiritus dispartiet nam libertum ascende mihi indica mihi. And just like that, our two red-haired mother-daughter pair are completely nude and strapped down to an angled platform, facing each other. Brute, good boy. I can sense you drooling and breathing heavily. Don't worry, you'll be unleashed soon. Zendaya, I released the paralysis spell from you because from now on, I do want to hear whatever comes out of your ugly mouth. I want to hear you beg, cry, scream. Now, Brute, whenever I snap my fingers, you are going to do whatever feels natural. I may give you commands. Are you ready? Good. Zendaya, do you see this massive 12-inch cock dripping and drooling with angry pre-cum swollen to the max? You're gonna watch every bit of this beast violate and brutally rape your 12-year-old daughter. Every single bit. And while you're watching, not only will you be mentally tortured from watching your daughter get raped and not being able to do anything about it, we're gonna torture you physically in the most evil and violent way. Every ounce of pain you receive, you will recognize in that dumb little brain of yours that this is all your fault. All your fault for being a fucking bitch. A selfish, self-absorbed cunt. Unleash brute. That's my good brute. Punching, slapping Zendaya all over. She's a fucking cunt. Unleash that hatred. And then unleash it two more times for me. Bruise that bitch up. She deserves every bit of it. Every single bit. Look at her and see that goddamn bitch that wronged you. Let the hatred out, my brutes. That's my good boy. Hey, brute. You see that jar over there? That is labeled fire ants. You know what to do with that. Unleash it. Dump it on that fucking cunt. Make those ants travel all over her fucking body. That's my good brute. And then go over and grope her daughter. Feel that 12-year-old up. Take your monster beast hands and make that bitch watch you molest every soft part of her body. That's a good brute. Hands all over her. Kiss and lick her body, her underage body. And poor mommy Zendaya can't do a fuck about it, can you, fucking bitch? Scream. Cry. All of it. You deserve every single bit of torture. And to make this even more fun and interesting, my brute is going to continue toying with your underage daughter. She's beautiful. Why shouldn't he? He doesn't want to hurt her. He doesn't want to bring her pain. He wants to bring you pain while enjoying your precious little daughter. But you see, I just unlocked the door to a little gang of men. You're really going to love this, Zendaya. They're all hunchback men, just fucking deformed, weird, scary looking men, riddled with STDs. Their dicks, most of them oozing with pus, and they're about to gang rape you. They're about to gang rape every bit of your holes. They're gonna stick there's STD drooling dicks into your mouth, into your nasty fucking cunt, into your ass. And I'm going to enjoy every moment of it. And you're gonna watch the whole time while you feel these hunchback, deformed men gang rape you. You're gonna watch. You're gonna watch my brute continue to violate and molest your little daughter. He might even start making her come. How humiliating for you to have to watch your daughter come
from getting molested, having your daughter forced to watch you get raped by disgusting, monstrous-looking men. Brute, you like your little piece of meat, don't you? Yeah, you do. Enjoy her. Lick her preteen pussy. Enjoy the fact that her mom is forced to watch because of my magic on her. I have her gaze transfixed on her daughter as you continue to molest her. Finger that preteen pussy. Finger it with your fat monster hands. Because you're going to get rewarded, my brute. You're gonna fuck this little princess, but not quite yet. You're gonna enjoy it, aren't you? I take care of my brutes, my subjects. I told you you were on the good side of this witch. That bitch right there, she's on the bad side. In fact, you know, while she's getting gang raped by those disgusting, I mean, look at that dick right there, drooling pus. There's no telling what kind of there's probably STDs drooling out of their dicks that hasn't even been documented. And she's having to suck everyone. She's getting railed by them. Take this knife, brute. Take this knife. Go. How Zendaya's plump skin looks and feels as you slice a knife across it. Start on her tits. Slowly slice down. Hear her screams while she's got nasty deformed dick in her mouth. God, make her bleed. Bitches like her deserve this. All you have to do in life is be a kind human being. We all fuck up. We all do terrible things, but we all have a source of light inside of us that shines kindness. This bitch is missing it. She deserves this. She deserves every single fucking bit. That's my good brute. Yes. Slice her inner thighs. Very, very good. Do you see the ant bites all over her? It's fantastic, isn't it, my brute? Now go back to your tween prey. Enjoy your reward. Lick up every inch of that soft, underage body. You deserve it. And soon, you're going to take that monster, foot-long cock, and you're going to start working it inside little Molly. You're going to rape Molly in front of her daughter. And it's sad for Molly, I know. But the hatred inside of you is fueled to hurt her mother. You're going to unleash on that tiny, delicate body, fueled by hatred, a beast with a beast cock. Start stretching her open. And mommy, don't miss a second of this. Listen to your daughter's cries as she feels a monster cock enter inside of her, tearing her open, taking her innocence. Watch every single bit of it and know that this is your fucking fault. Molly, I'm sorry that you have to go through this, but your mom, she's the reason this is happening. So as you feel this pain, blame your fucking bitch mother. Your mother's an ugly, nasty woman who deserves this type of treatment. And that's it, brute. Stretch that little slit open. Your cock's so big, it's really not stretching, is it? It's tearing. Tear that little bitch, fool. While mommy's taking disgusting loads, look at her. She's taking a nasty, disease-ridden cock right now. Look at her. A nasty, diseased sperm. Fucking disgusting. Look at her puking all over the place. Bitch, did I give you permission to puke? No, I didn't. One of you hunchback, scoop the fucking puke off the floor and feed it to her. This stupid fucking cunt deserves to eat her own puke. Don't make a mess in my cave, you hear me? Everyone else is allowed to make a mess, not you. That's it, eat your fucking puke. You disgust me. You're disgusting. All right, men. Thank you so much for your service. I know you enjoyed this. Now, but before you lock up, I want you to open the kennels. Very good. Zendaya, did you enjoy that gangbang, honey? The nastiest fucking cocks, deformed cocks. Could you taste the STDs as they were dripping down your throat? Just know that it's soaking, literally soaking into your fuck holes. And listen, darling, you're about to give an even worse gangbang. One that might surprise you. But one of my personal favorites. You see, I keep a kennel down here of rabid dogs. Rabid, hungry, horny as fuck dogs that are trained to fuck and destroy. They're gonna bite chunks out of you because they're just that hungry. But they're also going to pound you with their rabid canine cocks. It's going to be very violent. It's going to be very rough. You may not survive it. Very few survive this dog gangbang. Just that fucking rough. So prepare yourself, Zendaya. Here they come. Oh, my brute. Make sure you get a couple glances at this. Watch these rabid dogs. They're gonna take all of her fucking holes. And when they're not fucking her, the ones that are waiting, they're going to be chewing on her limbs. They're gonna be scratching, slurping up all her blood because they just can't help it. They're beasts, just like you. I mean, look at you. The more you force into that 12-year-old cunt, the hungrier you get. Let it out, brute. This is what you were born to do. Brutally rape and fuck. So do it. Rape that bitch harder. Make her scream so mommy can hear it while rabid dogs ravage her like the beasts that they are. Yes, rape that 12-year-old harder. Harder, brute. I know you can do harder. Come on. Show me what's inside of you. All that hatred. All that anger. Let it out on that preteen cunt. That's it. Yes, that's it. I see the blood pulling down her thighs. Come on, brute. Push that 12-inch cock inside that child pussy. Violate and rape her second hole, her cervix. Push in there. Come on, push harder. You know that 12-inch cock has got to get deeper. Mm-hmm, just like that, yes. In fact, I can't help myself. I want to straddle her poor little face as mommy watches a witch and a brute use her little daughter as a fucking piece of meat. Yes, there you go, sweetie. You can scream into my cunt, go ahead. Scream into my cunt as my brute forces his 12-inch cock inside your cervix. Come on, brute. Harder. Yes, baby, scream into my cunt. That's it. That's it. It's gonna hurt really fucking bad. Fuck her insides, brute. Yes. I heard that pop. Come on, bitch. Yes, take it. Take that 12-inch cock. I don't want you to stop until your balls deep, brute. Do you hear me? Balls deep inside of her. Watch your 12-inch cock just fucking bulge out of her stomach. Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes, she's really screaming now. Yes, you were actually literally raping her fucking womb. You see that, Zendaya? You see that? Your daughter's getting raped to death. That's what's gonna happen, and you can't do a fuck about it, can you? No, you gotta sit there and take dog, rabbit dick. Yes, and this broody's gonna come inside your dead daughter. He's gonna come inside her fucking guts, using her as a goddamn piece of fuck meat. Because that's what she is right now. And it's all because of you. It's all because of mommy. Because you're such a fucking cunt and bitch. Take it. Yes. Oh, fuck. Your balls deep now. Look at that. Look at your cock. It's almost to her fucking chest. Yes. You're going to come? Yeah, you're going to come in her fucking guts? I hope it's so fucking deep it comes out of her nostrils and her mouth so mommy can see her dead daughter just leaking with fucking rapist cum out of her fucking face. That's it, brute. Come inside of there. Deep inside of that fucking body. Yes. Oh, shit. I just felt her die on my cunt. Oh, my God. God, yes. Yes, that's my good brute. Oh, boy. Zendaya, you are covered. Covered with a delicious mixture of STD spunk, dog semen in your blood. God, it's so fucking perfect. It's so perfect. All right. Back to your kennel. Back to your kennel. Good puppies. Good puppies. You've served your purpose and you are such good puppies. Good boys. Now, brute. Now, hi. To feel amazing. Raping. Such a pretty girl to death. Coming so deep inside of a child. That you forced your way past her cervix. Fucking hot. And look at mother. God, she's on her last legs, isn't she? She somehow survived those dogs. I'm actually glad she did. Because you know what? Brew, I want you to lift Molly, her dead corpse. I want you to lift her up onto mother's face. I want your come and her daughter's innards to leak into her fucking mouth. I want her to taste her daughter's rapist cum, her daughter's dead pussy, her daughter's fucking guts. I want them pulling into Zendaya's fucking mouth cunt. And then I'm gonna give you another task. My brute. Very good. Very good. Look at that. Dead little daughter corpse on top of mommy. Open up your mouth, you fucking cunt. Open up and taste all that nasty fucking semen. The semen from your daughter's rapist, from this beast right here. And your daughter's blood just oozing out into your mouth, all her guts. This is going to be, it already is, horrific. And it's going to get worse. Because my brute here is about to do something so fucking brutal, you're going to die. You're going to die with your dead daughter on your face, with your mouth full of her rapist cum and her guts. And you're going to die looking me in the eyes. While I tell you how much of a horrible piece of shit that you are. brute, grab that spiked dildo. One last fuck for Zendaya. I want you to take that spiked dildo and I want you to just punch it inside of her filthy fucking cunt. That's it. That's it. Make it nice and brutal. Don't hold back, brute. I know you're not. Look me in the eyes, Zendaya. The world is about to be a better place without you. You are an ugly, nasty, fucking bitch. All the hurt that you've created is now tenfold, because that's how it works. You don't get to walk around being a stuck-up bitch, thinking that you're better than everyone else, because you're not. You're actually almost close to nothing. No one is going to miss you. People will be happy you're gone because you've been such a miserable fucking bitch. Die knowing that you are worthless, that you are an ugly human being, and you don't want to know what I do with your dead corpse. You will not be treated with respect. I will degrade you even when you're fucking dead. I hope you take these last breaths hating yourself even more than you have here in your life on Earth. Because you must hate yourself for how ugly you are to people. So I hope you hate yourself even more. You're a fucking cunt. You are nothing. You are a piece of trash. You are a fucking bitch who deserves nothing. And you will go to the grave. Well, not to a grave, but you will enter death having so much disrespect and hurt and torture. And remember, your daughter was raped to death because of you. I'm able to look into my crystal ball and see how my brood is. He probably ended up back in bed with no memory of what happened with Zendaya and her daughter. That's part of my magic. He doesn't need to remember what happened. He's a good soul. And I see in my crystal ball a warm, sunny morning. My former brute in his human form, sitting back with a cup of tea, watching the news, watching a report and feeling frightened and scared that a mother and a daughter went missing. No one can find them. And he feels sad. But he has felt an overwhelming satisfaction lately. Like weight has been lifted off his shoulders. Happiness fills him. Kindness is even stronger. And that's because that fucking bitch got what she deserved. He finally found that revenge and released all the anger and hatred from inside of him.